Well, you said that you wore homespun dresses for every day. Now, what about, what were your Sunday dresses?
Well, they were out of what they call percale. There was no silk or nothing like that in those days. We just had what they called percale dresses. And they were, you know, made kind of a little fancy. And, but the homespun dresses were just plain, you know, supposed to work in, you know.
And your school dresses, what did they look like? Were they?
Well, they were out of the percale. But we didn't wear them after we got, when we got home, we picked them off. And have two and wear one day and one the next. We wouldn't wash them maybe about once a week.
Just wear them,
keep them. We knew to keep them clean and not tear them up and mess them up.
Did you have anything when you were working, any homespun, did you wear anything to go over them?
No, just wear those.
Working in the kitchen or anything, would you wear?
Apron.
You
wear an apron on.
Were they just that come to the waist, or did they cover the whole?
Cover, yes. Mm-hmm.
And those too?
Yeah, my mother made them.
What about your shoes? Where would you go to buy shoes?
Well, that was one bad thing about it. We wouldn't get to go and try on the shoes. We just have to, my mother and daddy would have to go and buy them and then bring them, you know, and and most of the time they were too big, we had to wear them, yeah. They just have to guess at what size we'd wear. Maybe they'd measure our feet before they left and see what, they'd get them large enough that they didn't hurt our, they'd think they wouldn't hurt our feet, but they did because they were too large most of the time. But we were always so proud of a pair of shoes. And I can remember the first time that we had any bulk candy. That was my mother would make candy, you know, and she'd put peanuts in it, and we'd pull it and make candy like that. But I can remember the first candy that we had, and it was after I was, I'd say, must have been about 8 or 9 years old. And there were stores here then, you know, and they had fancy candy. And so my mother bought some and put in our stockings on Christmas. That was the first I remember. We always had, in our stockings for Christmas, we always had homemade stuff, you know, cookies and that she'd make and stuff that she'd make, you know.
What was the candy like?
Well, it was fancy. It was made out like stars, and it had that it looked shiny, you know, like the sugar on top. You seen candy with the sugar in sparkling, you know. And we thought it was one of the greatest things there ever was. Santa Claus brought us some candy, you know.
What else would you get for Christmas?
Well, she always made our dolls and things, you know, to play with and dress them. And she just sewed up and put cotton in them.
What about your brothers? What
were they getting? Well, there wasn't much for them to get. There was always something to wear or something, you know, that we got.
What kind of games did y'all play?
Well, we played different things. Just most of the time we had to work. We didn't have time to play. We had to work most of the time. We didn't have many games. Didn't have nothing, you know, like we have today, like children have today. No toys or nothing like that. We didn't have them. Only what was homemade.
Make things up.
Yeah.